Morning. You guys all ready? Everybody good? Anybody need more time? All right. Good morning. I'm pleased to announce that the Los Angeles Police Department has arrested five individuals in connection with the takeover robbery at the Nordstrom's Rack. This robbery, as many of you know, occurred on Thursday evening, January 10th, around 11 p.m. Three armed suspects confronted employees as they were leaving the closed business. The suspect forced the employees back into the store and held them hostage while the suspects robbed the business. One of the employees was able to call a relative and tell him that the robbery was occurring. That relative then called 911 and summoned police. Pacific Division officers responded to the call and quickly verified that there was in fact a robbery in progress with hostages. Our SWAT team responded to the robbery and entered the location to search for suspects and rescue the 14 employees. SWAT located all 14 employees inside the store and assisted them to safety. The majority of the hostages had been forced into a room by the armed gunman, while a couple of others were found hiding in other parts of the store. No suspects were found in the store, and it was later determined that the suspects had fled the location in a white SUV. During the course of the robbery, one of the suspects stabbed a female store employee in the neck. Fortunately, her injury was not life-threatening, and she was treated at a local hospital and released later that morning. Tragically, a second employee was sexually assaulted by one of the suspects during the ordeal. She was also treated at a local hospital and released later that morning. Robbery Homicide Division responded and assumed investigative responsibility. They utilized over 20 detectives, immediately processing the scene, canvassing for witnesses, developing evidence, and doing photo lineups. The investigators worked relentlessly for the next 48 hours to track down the assailants. By Saturday evening, Robbery Homicide Division was able to identify and arrest the three suspects who committed the robbery. Two additional individuals were also arrested for their actions after the robbery. Four of the suspects are currently in custody in Los Angeles, while a fifth suspect is in custody in the Maricopa County in Phoenix, Arizona. I'd like to thank the Phoenix Police Department, who assisted us in the arrest of that suspect as he attempted to flee. The following individuals have been arrested and are being held in connection with this robbery: Troy Marce Hammock, 29 years of age, Los Angeles, for robbery. He's being held without bail on a parole hold. Everett O'Neill Allen, 24 years old, of Los Angeles, arrested for robbery. His bail is set at just over $1 million. Raymond Sherman Jr., 34 years of age, arrested for robbery. He's being held in Phoenix without bail pending his return to Los Angeles. Rochelle Monique Sherman, 33 years old, of Los Angeles, being held as an accessory. Her bail is set at $100,000. Paula Ranisha Bradley, 29 years of age, being held as an accessory. Her bail is also set at $100,000. Detectives are presenting the case today to Major Crimes Division of the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office for filing consideration. You know, I want to acknowledge some of the people involved with this for truly heroic and outstanding actions. First, the Pacific officers that responded. Had it not been for their quick response and their alert follow-up, none of this would have occurred. None of these arrests would have been made. I want to thank my SWAT officers, who heroically, not knowing whether the suspects had fled or not, entered the location and made sure the hostages were safe. And of course, Robbery Homicide Division, truly the best detectives in the world. They were given this case over the weekend with the mandate that they get results. And like they always do, they did. Incredibly proud of them. I also want to acknowledge the Mayor's Crisis Response Team. They came out, as you can well imagine, this was an extremely traumatic incident for those involved, and they did their best at reuniting families and helping people maintain their sanity. I also want to mention our 14 victims, all of them employees of Nordstrom's. Nordstrom should be very proud of these individuals. The detectives have universally commented on how composed they were and how brave they were. truly, truly heroes in this. And I am so glad they survived the ordeal. And I am so proud of Robbery Homicide Division, Pacific Division, and of course, Metropolitan Division SWAT Team for their actions in this. And with that, I will take a very few questions. I am not going to give a lot of detail that I haven't already given. So if you ask me for more specifics, you're not going to get it.
Chief, how'd they get out? I mean, you had a perimeter. Do you have any way? Were they already gone by
the time? Dave, this is something that will be fleshed out as the investigation goes forward. You know, you have to remember this is a huge location, multiple exits, very difficult for responding officers to cover all of them. I can't be specific about that.
Was one in custody on Friday night, though, Chief? Can you verify that?
I'm not going to go into the timeline of the custody. You know, as you are all well aware, we're presenting the case to the district attorney. I want them to have sole and unfettered access to the details of the case. We will make those clear as the investigation progresses.
Any actions of the two other individuals who were arrested? Where were they accused?
Accessories. 32 of the Penal Code. They're accessories after the fact.
Right. Can you give us any specifics?
Nope.
How they
I cannot.
Any indication why they took hostages, why they didn't take the money and go?
You know, it's always difficult to determine what motivates folks, you know, and I cannot answer that. With any clarity, you know, I can tell you that typically, criminalities of this sort are about the exercise of power. Sometimes that has something to do with it, but you know, we'll never know that.
Chief, by the charges, were there two actually in the store, or were there actually three? We kept hearing there were two gunmen.
We have arrested three for the robbery in the store, two more for accessory.
Do you have any indication on how long they were planning this? If they had been in there before to sort of scope out the location?
You know, I can't answer that right now. You know, Eric, I can't be specific. I think that may become clear to the media and the public as this moves forward.
Does it seem like it was planned? Like to go?
As I said, I can't get into specifics. I think that will become clear to the media and the public as this moves forward.
Chief,
one more. One more. I'm sorry, Dave.
I have to ask the question. The parole hold, early release?
Well, you know, we can't classify them in that category yet. You know, obviously, there's some criminality as far as these individuals are concerned. They have records, whether they were early released or not. I'm not going to comment on that at this point. One more. You know, there are some loose affiliation to gangs, but I wouldn't call this a gang motivated crime.
Are you going to be releasing any of the surveillance
video? Certainly not till the district attorney's done with it. I'm not going to release the amount. Certainly it was not significant. All right. Thank you very much.